What is the date of this event?
The October storytelling event, very important. October 23rd, which is a weeknight, I believe it's a Wednesday. And it's at 8 p.m., Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. It will be outdoors, but in case of rain, it will be inside in the chapel, I believe.
And if people want to find out more information about it, where can they go?
You can find everything on our website, www.proseofpie.com, or like us on Facebook. We periodically post updates, and they can find out anything about that as well as get tickets. And we have been selling out every month. This month, we're going to have a slightly larger amount of tickets available, but we hold a few at the door just in case. But
So we're only in our fifth. We've only had five so far, and we sold out four of them. It's become a hot ticket in Westchester. The Sleepy Hollow Cemetery event will actually be all online tickets, so we won't have any door tickets there. Those usually sell out pretty much in advance. After that, we have events on November 9th. The theme there will be technology. And December 14th, the theme will be the Big Chill. And we do encourage our storytellers to stretch the theme or stretch the story to fit. And a lot of times you'll find by trying to stretch your story, you get little details you didn't realize were important or so interesting.
Well, the interesting thing I also find is that in addition to helping people become storytellers, which of course is a craft and an art, you have to learn how to pace yourself and modulate your voice and do things like that, but you also give people confidence. That's a secondary aspect out there that I think so many shy people aren't comfortable with this, and yet everybody, almost everybody, has the chance to speak at either a wedding or a retirement dinner or a funeral, and I know many people have many things that they want to say, but shyness overcomes them, and they're unable to do so.
Yeah. I'd say at least a quarter to a third of our long-form storytellers, our event was the first time they ever told a story in public.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of them, it was the first time they've ever told that particular story in public. Some of them are more experienced fictional storytellers, but they haven't had a chance to tell their own true stories. And that's the whole point of our event, is the storyteller's own stories, their true stories, they experience the stories, and then are sharing these stories with us, their community, their friends.
I imagine these events get very emotional.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they can be. There are plenty of tears, laughs.
Yeah, I can imagine it must be
cathartic.
That was the word I was searching for, John. Gee, you're mm-hmm. so see, we finish each other's. We've known each other for so long, we can finish one another's sentences. That's sad. I don't even know what to say about that. But no, that's true. I mean, I remember when we did the Story Arts Festival, the Sunflower, that I would sit there and listen to some of these people weave tales, and I had tears in my eyes. And when I spoke, I told my story about my version of the Golem of Prague. I got emotional, and the people who were in the audience seemed to feed off that emotion. And it was really interesting. It's you call this a tradition. You want to create a tradition. And the tagline for the one that I did in 2009 mm-hmm. was Westchester's next great tradition.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're going for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, along with the stories, we do have pies. Pies are very important to our event.
Pie.
It is a pie bake-off. So when you come to one of our events.
And I'm a big fan of pie, especially blueberry and pecan.
But not an Abbott and Costello type pie show.
Or a pie from the Great Race.
But you can start that tradition if you like.
I would prefer not to.
No, people have their clothes get dirty from that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that. You know, today we're having a really fun, frolicky show with Zach Schusterman and Ivy Eisenberg. Ivy's a longtime friend of mine. Zach is a new one. And we're going to be talking more about their Prose of Pie, which is going to take place in Sleepy Hollow on October 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery.
Where people can find more about it at www.proseofpie.com.
Yes, they can. Well, we're going to go to break right now, and we'll be right back after these words on WVOX and WVOX.com.